Welcome to episode 17 of the Galveston Ghost Podcast. The podcast is produced by Radio Galveston, and we invite you to tune in and hear more about the island of Galveston at radiogalveston.com. Ghost Hunter Kate has been quite busy, and this is an episode that may have made me turn the corner from skeptic to believer. She spent some time in one of Galveston's historic old graveyards, and rather than me tell you about it, here's Kate with Ghost Conversations in the Galveston Graveyard.
What I want to share with you next in this episode is my experience in one of the cemeteries in Galveston. I've been to the cemetery more than once before, and this time I have taken or brought with me some upgraded recording materials. I have a new spirit box and a new external speaker, and I can get it a lot louder so I can hear a little bit more clearly what some of the responses are when I ask questions to the different spirits or beings that are in the cemetery. Now, contrary to popular belief, you don't have to go at night. This one particular place that I like to go has limited access after the sun goes down. And so on a nice sunny day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I took my spirit box and speaker and I went to the graveyard. What I'm going to share with you are several clips from that day. What you'll find in the clips is you'll hear white noise. And that is the speaker of the spirit box, and it allows spirits to be able to communicate through that electricity, that electrical energy in there. And you'll hear their voices come through. What happens is there'll be a break in the white noise, and you'll hear a voice. Sometimes that voice is very clear. Other times you have to almost decipher and listen and re-listen, concentrate and hear what that voice is actually saying. This time when I went, it was a little different than the other times. What happened is, as I had gotten there, there were a few workers at the far end of the graveyard, but in essence, I was alone. And I went back to the same two rows or the same area where I had been going previously and getting some very clear communication from spirits. I was there by myself, and at one point in time, a truck pulled up behind my vehicle and nobody got out. They sat there for quite some time, and it takes a lot to get me unnerved or get me a little nervous, but didn't bother me. And then two young adults came out into the graveyard to the row on the other side of me. And it had been several minutes and I was getting quite a few very good readings and getting some good responses. And I noticed that the two really weren't doing anything. They weren't looking at grave sites. They were standing under a tree and kind of looking in my direction. I don't know, maybe it could be because I was making noise with the spirit box and I was talking out loud and asking questions. But they just made me a little uncomfortable. What you'll hear later on in this episode and from one of the recordings is the answer that I asked to the spirits about the situation I was in. And to me, it again solidified all of my beliefs about the spirit world and being able to talk to people that are passed on but are still here watching over us. I don't have all the answers. I'm not saying that what I heard is exactly what you'll hear. Maybe it speaks to others differently. There were some that were questionable and some that I'm not quite sure what was said. There are several that, to me, are as clear as a bell. And I'll tell you what I heard in the recordings. Certainly, if you hear something different, please comment or give us a call on the ghost line and let us know. And as you're going through this, the third clip specifically that you're going to hear, I really felt like they were saying something important, but I could not decipher what it is. So I've played it at regular speed, and I have played it at half speed or slowed down. Also, in the podcast, you should be able to adjust the speed that you're listening to this podcast so you can listen to it slower as well. That might help for you to hear some of the same things that I did. But Without further ado, welcome as you walk with me on an investigation. Can you tell me your name? Who's here? So in the first clip, I ask people's names. Tell me the name of somebody that's here. To me, this one clearly says Toby. And then again, in this next clip, when I ask, I believe that they say speak. Are you a spirit that's here?
Are you a spirit that's here?
Here I'm not sure, but I know they meant to tell me something. Hey, I hear you. Then I asked, can I help you? And I heard, hey, mom, and someone else say, I need help. I was standing in front of an infant's grave that had Josephine written on it, so I called out her name and I heard her say, Mama. Josephine? At one point when I said hello, I felt like they were saying goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Hello. Are you okay? I'm good. A little bit later, as I was walking around, the people came and started following me in the cemetery. Am I in danger? Yeah. After that, I went and walked to my car and sat there for a little bit. I tried to talk to more of the spirits, but I felt like at that point in time, it was probably best if I left. So I have gone back on other occasions, and I hope to share with you some of the spirits that I have spoken to. I am excited to continue on this journey and to hear about your ghost stories on the island.
So what did you hear? If you've got opinions and maybe your own ideas, feel free to contact us on the ghost line at 409-741-3400. And of course, call us also if you have a story that you'd like to share, and you may end up on a future edition here of the Galveston Ghost Podcast. Coming up on the next episode, we've got some pretty exciting news to share with you. How would you like to go for a ghost bus tour or a ghost tour just like the one Kate did in the graveyard yourself? Well, very soon that could be possible, and if you'd like to take a sneak peek at what we're up to, look for us online at galvestonexperience.com. And more details coming up on the next episode. We hope you'll join us, and of course, tell your friends. And if you're enjoying what you hear, we'd love it if you subscribed and gave us a nice review on your favorite podcast platform. So thanks for joining us, and we'll look for you next time right here on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.